Good morning. It's Friday and it's the end of Customer Service Week and I'm recording our third and final podcast. I'm excited to be sitting with Louise and Jackie to talk to them about the world of procurement. Good morning, Louise and Jackie.
Good morning.
So, really, first question, I guess, is what are your roles within CertSure?
Well, I work as supply chain manager. I've been with CertSure just over 12 months, so it's a fairly new industry to me.
Yeah, that's flown.
Within my role, we're looking at managing suppliers, looking to enhance our customers' experience with CertSure.
Cool.
Okay, and I'm an assistant buyer and inventory controller. I've actually been with CertSure for 11 years.
Oh, wow.
I was in sales for 7 of those years, and I moved over into procurement because I wanted to do a bit more behind the scenes involving SAP and getting the stock in as opposed to selling it. And that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years and with Jackie for the last 12 months.
Perfect. And a very high level, how does that impact our customers?
Well, okay, in simplest terms, I suppose, if we didn't have the stock in, then customers wouldn't have anything to purchase. They wouldn't have any certificates to fill in and send out to their customers.
And if we didn't have the quality of the product at the right price, then the customers would look elsewhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Internally as well, obviously we have internal customers, so we do a lot of the print jobs for marketing, for customer services, and you know, things like business cards as well, and IT procurement, all your laptops and bits and pieces that you need to do your day-to-day job. So if we didn't get that, you wouldn't have much to do.
And again, everyone is a customer to us, so we put these orders through and we look to achieve, you know, best delivery service, best prices again, you know, for internal business departments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And on a personal level, why do you do it? Are you shopaholics?
Not quite.
Well, if only we had the budget. It's
yeah.
Not for us.
Yeah. I personally enjoy the way that procurement links up with all other aspects of the business, so which is enjoyable to do.
Yeah, it's very varied, isn't it? I mean, even though I've been here a long time, I think I know more people now since being in procurement, because procurement does really touch all areas of the business at some point.
Brilliant. And which part do you find the most challenging?
Oh, that's a good question. Jackie?
I don't mean challenging in a bad way, just exciting to get involved in.
I quite enjoy being involved with the technical authors and the changes that they're planning in, and it means that we obviously have to manage the stock to deal with that changeover.
That is actually a really good one, good challenge, because you're trying to maximise the stock that you've got, but you're conscious that a new addition's coming in, so you don't want to have too much, and that is a challenge, managing it when you've got so many changes in the regulations.
Brilliant.
How much stock to order and etc.
So how do you measure your success? Is it in the money that you've saved, how much you've spent?
Well, quality as well as spend. Mm-hmm. You know, you want the right product, right place, right price. Mm-hmm. But it has to be of a certain quality. I mean, it's difficult to say in terms of just figures. I mean, we do go out to quote to various suppliers. Mm-hmm. We can provide that information. We've saved a considerable amount, haven't we, going out to quote?
Yep.
On print jobs alone.
Mm-hmm. We'd also be looking at the margins and checking to make sure we're achieving, you know, a particular percentage on the margins. So everything that goes out the door is being measured.
Brilliant. And I guess really the importance and value that you bring to our organisation, what would you say that is?
Well, the value of procurement is a consolidation of requirements across the business to achieve best value, standardise specification, managing our suppliers to mitigate risk of supply disruption or reputation damage if they're not ethical in their trading practices. That's all things that we need to look at.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I think that, again, we can give our customers confidence that we are managing our supply chain. So, you know, we send out a supply chain questionnaire. Mm-hmm. We will, you know, vet the potential supplier to ensure, you know, they're working to ethical standards and that it will actually meet our business needs.
Yeah, which is particularly important when you're dealing with electrical safety equipment.
Exactly, yes.
Perfect.
Has to be right.
And I guess from an internal point of view, what can we do as colleagues to help you?
Really, we need information, as much information as possible when something is required to enable us to go out and get the best offer and the best product from our suppliers. So detail is something that we need, isn't it?
And I think an awareness, you know, as early as possible, you know, if there's going to be something happening out there in the business world that will have an impact on the procurement side of it, the earlier that we're aware, the better.
Mm. And Sorry,
because as I say, we can take steps to deal with that. You know, things though.
And have you got any examples of where we've not given you the right information?
Not as specific, but sometimes if the information is vague, you spend a lot of time going back and forward between the end user and the supplier, which can take a lot of time, which means that you don't get what your requirement as quick as you wanted it.
Brilliant.
If the more, you know, the more information we get, the attention to the detail, then the quicker response we can give back to the person. Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, I think that was really, really interesting. And I'm sure that everybody within Searchall will find that this interview enlightening. And thank you both to Louise and Jackie for your time in doing this podcast for me.
Thanks.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome. Thank you.